Hello, everybody. Welcome to your first unscripted podcast. This podcast, again, is not going to have any script. I will try to speak slowly. Compared to the previous podcasts where I was speaking too fast, that sometimes creates a problem in terms of listening. As I said before, I'm not going to be awkwardly pausing between sentences. Sometimes when you're reading, there is always this awkward pause because, again, you're not thinking about it. You're just reading, right? So naturally, all of these processes that goes into your spoken language, like intonation, stress, sometimes tend to be overlooked. All right. So our topic today is why do we idolize celebrities? It's one of the topics that I wanted to talk about before, but it just slipped my mind. So when we say idolize somebody, means to admire them or like something about them. So for example, when you say somebody is my idol, it is somebody that I admire, I like. Somebody that I maybe copy their style. Sometimes we admire a certain somebody because they are talented, they're gifted, probably they're smart. And that's why we tend to idolize them, meaning admire them. I know most of us have this actor, actress that they admire. They like something about them. Maybe they saw them in action and basically started to read about them, know their lifestyle, who are they married to, and start to read everything that surrounds this person. Sometimes it goes to the point where you become like a stalker, especially if this actor or this person that you know, that you idolize, is close by. So again, proximity, if you're closer to them, it gives you room to try to get closer to them to know what they're doing because you want more information, right? It's like the more information you know about this person you idolize, it's like the more dopamine you get, right? And if they're closer to you, again, that's all the good reason for you to continue talking to them. Maybe, I don't know, sometimes pay money, like or expensive tickets for all of their concerts, like totally forget about your life and focus on solely on what they're doing, right? When we say to focus solely on something is to entirely focus on something. So there is a lot of reasons why we idolize people. And of course, psychology has a lot to say about this. The first reason is when you idolize somebody, you think you can learn from them. You think they have knowledge, they have talent, they have everything that you don't. It is what's called the prestige bias. When we say bias in English, it's like an error in your reasoning. When you try to reason, when you try to connect dots, that's your reasoning. Sometimes when you connect those dots, you run into errors or you make errors. You jump from one place to another. You start to argue from a conclusion and something similar like that. So that's what we call a bias. So humans evolve to copy successful people. If somebody is successful, talented, I will try to copy them. Because, for example, if they're good at cooking, I think if I copy their method, I will also be good. And to a point, that might be true. You might copy, let's say, Gordon Ramsay's way of cooking, and you might be good at cooking, but that's not necessarily true. Gordon Ramsay isn't like the best chef in the world. He is the most famous one. There are a lot of chefs around the world that are really, really good at cooking, but since they're not famous, we will never get to see them or we'll never know the way they cook. So then, again, it goes to say that not everybody that is famous is good at what they're doing, right? They could be like average, a little bit above average. Sometimes you could be bad, and maybe people copy their styles or still follow them just out of sympathies, right? Because sympathize about them. Oh, this is an actor. It's okay if they make mistakes. They're famous anyway, right? And people naturally will try to find reasons why do you do certain things. This rationalization. When we rationalize, we try to find a reason or a cause for why we do something, although it is not the real reason. For example, let's say you fail the exam, and then because you didn't prepare well, to rationalize that situation, you say, oh, I failed the exam because the teacher hates me, right? It is also called the fundamental attribution error, which we talked about before. You try to attribute your failure to things, and you try to attribute your failure to things or situations, and you attribute other people's failure to characteristics about themselves. They fail the exams because they're stupid, they're bad, they did not prepare well, but you only fail the exam because the exam was difficult, the teacher hates you, right? And you try to detach from the situation as much as possible. The other reason why people like or idolize celebrities is that media or repetitive exposure to media makes us familiar, or we watch, let's say, TV or shows a lot, those actors become familiar to us. If I'm watching a lot of TV, a lot of shows, these exposures to actors, it's going to create a sense of intimacy. When we say intimacy, we mostly mean closeness. So the celebrity feels like they are somebody you know because you again watch a lot about them, right? You watch movies, you watch TV shows, you watch even their vlogs in anything about them. So they feel very familiar and very close. It's like your best friend, right? Because you know so much about them. The other reason why we follow celebrities is because of social comparison or aspiration. So sometimes we follow these celebrities because they are at the, we think of them as peaks, and we think of ourselves as valets, right? Valet is like the lowest point of something. Peak is the highest point of something. So when we think of ourselves as valets, we tend to always aspire for somebody that is at the peak, right? This can be good at some point. For example, if you're following a fitness influencer and they are giving you good tips on how do you stay healthy, how do you do the correct exercise, this can be good again. But at the same time, it could be damaging, right? Some people have body image issues. Maybe following this influencer might not get you the results you want. They could have genetics, maybe diet. Maybe they spend much more on their diet. And naturally, if they are an influencer, they would spend so much money to look a certain way. So following these influencers or these idols won't get you the result you want. And once you don't get the results you want, naturally you will be disappointed, and you will start to hate your body and eventually yourself. And that's when it gets a little bit intoxicating. When we say something gets intoxicating, it means poisoning. Something will like eat you from the inside. You see some people like even copy the way our certain celeb talk, the way they dress, in efforts to become like them. But once they don't get the praise they want from people around them, if I copy the style of Eminem and I try to rap like Eminem, And maybe people around me will listen to me and say, "What are you talking?" And I tell them, "Look, I rap like Eminem," and what I get from them is something entirely different. They say, "You do not look like Eminem. You do not rap like Eminem. You're just a copy, a false one. You're terrible. You're bad." Then that's gonna lower my self-esteem, and I'll be demotivated, and I feel like that person has something that I don't, and I feel like an outcast, and that it's like a, when gifts were being distributed, I didn't get mine, right? And it's just, and I felt like my hard work did not pay off, right? Again, you're comparing yourself to that celebrity in efforts to be like them, but when you talk to people, when you show your talents to other people, they are going to demoralize you. When we say demoralize you, we mean something that makes you lose confidence or hope, especially when you feel you are discouraged or less motivated or less determined to do something. That's when we say demoralized. The other reason why people idolize celebrities is emotional compensation or attachment. People with loneliness, or low self-esteem, or maybe they are unstable in relationships, sometimes invest emotionally in celebrities, you know, to feel safer or fulfilled. So basically, these people, they try to fill an emotional gap and unmet needs. They try to focus their emotions elsewhere, and that elsewhere is the person they idolize, the person they feel safe around or maybe are talking about because it is comforting for them. And that's why they try to, let's say I move to a new city and I feel lonely because I don't have people in that city, I will try to compensate by connecting to a celebrity. I will try to connect with a celebrity emotionally because I don't have or lack real relationships. That happens when you start watching interviews repeatedly, like their interviews. You start to watch them again and again. You follow their social media and see what they write on social media. And you might even imagine a personal connection to this person. You might think that you are friends with this celebrity, where in fact you aren't friends with them. The other last reason why people tend to idolize celebrities is personality traits. People have different personality traits. And those people that are high on openness, which means they are open to experience, they like to do new things all the time, they don't want to stay stagnant, they don't like routine, they need to belong. Or they always try to find a higher fantasy because they're always looking for something new because they are high in openness, right? So, since they are high on openness, they tend to fantasize or like idolize celebrities because, again, that's like an ideal they want to reach, right? You want to seek like a new experience, and you feel like maybe idolizing a celebrity would make a lot of sense. And to you, idolizing that celebrity is like the highest peak, so you gotta do it. The problem with this idolization, it could get amplified. When we say something is amplified, we mean it gets louder. For example, you know, when you have a microphone, you can amplify your voice, so something will be louder. But in this sense, we mean to increase intensity, their impact, or visibility. And today, most celebrities, they are everywhere, right? Thanks to media, they have TikTok, they have Instagram, they don't create them per se. Their agents do, right? Because they want them to be everywhere. And if you idolize somebody and you see them everywhere, that idolization becomes intense, right? You see their feeds, their stories, their clips. They're constantly present, and you cannot help it. You always think about them, probably even when you sleep, which could be really damaging to your lifestyle, to your maybe cycle of sleep if you're thinking about them. Now it becomes more frequent than before. Now we have a lot of direct feel content, a lot of behind the scenes content, so you feel like you can connect with your idol personally if you see them back on stage, maybe making mistakes. It just makes you feel more connected to them. And the other thing media does is algorithm, right? So now on social media, if let's say you watch a celebrity for like 10 seconds and you react to their content, algorithms will repeat, will and notice that, and they will send you like a new feed about the actor or the actress you're watching or idolizing. So they will bombard you with all of the content related to the actor or the actress. In English, to bombard someone is to overwhelm them with a lot of things. For example, to overwhelm me, to give me a lot, to increase the intensity of something is to bombard them, basically make me overwhelmed and give me a lot of content related to this actor. So this admiration or idolization can be healthy when you feel like you are growing alongside the actor or the actress. You feel like you've changed something about your life that is, I'd say, healthy. You're learning something, it is enjoyable, it is occasional, and it is not part of your life. It is not the constant thing you think about, right? It's just maybe you listen, let's say if it is a musician, you listen to some of their music and you don't really read a lot about them. Maybe if you do, you read once in a while. They're not part of your life, so to speak. And if it motivates you, makes you creative, it makes you do things better, then that's, I'd say, healthy. It is concerning, though, if you spend most of your free time thinking about the celebrity, to the extent of maybe again, you have sleepless nights thinking about the celebrity. What if this celebrity, what if this thing happened to the celebrity? Even when they get, let's say, rejected from a certain role, you attach to it, you feel bad. When they feel bad, you feel bad. You're like, you two are connected. Whatever they feel, you feel. If they're mad, you're mad. If they're sad, you're sad. You connect with them to an obsessive level, which again is very, very, very damaging to your health and your personal life. When you spend money, that is also not healthy. You don't want to be spending a lot of money on these celebrities. You do not need to attend every concert done by this celebrity. You do not to buy expensive tickets. You do not need to buy their merch. You do not need to buy products to promote. You do not need to do that. Once you do, once you become like this, you buy every merch they have, because most celebrities, they are invested in a lot of companies and they advertise a lot for a lot of companies. So if you are spending money on them, you are going to be broke. And that's not going to be great. That money could be spent elsewhere. You don't want to be given on celebrities that much money. And that's an unhealthy admiration of the celebrity. I want us to end with this today. There is this thing in psychology called survivor worship. We tend to worship, idolize survivors. That actor or actress you're idolizing is a survivor of thousands and thousands of people that did the exact or followed the exact route he did, right? Since he succeeded and others that followed the same path did not, we idolize him. because again, it seemed to take the spotlight. We forget that a lot of people that did the exact same thing did not succeed. We forget the people that failed, and we only worship the survivor or idolize the survivor. So, when you want to idolize someone in the future, think of all those people that failed to be like the person you're idolizing, although they followed the same path. Thank you so much, everybody, for today. Hopefully, you like the way that the podcast, I try to define at least the words that I thought were difficult for you. And yeah, thank you so much, everybody. I'll see you next time. Until then, bye.
Oh.